Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker, your host. So glad to be here with you this morning. Thank you for joining me. My guest this morning, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital Marketing. ADX Digital Marketing is your comprehensive digital marketing partner in this ever-changing landscape, all these new products and ways to market your business and products. Give them a call today, 262-6000. You can check them out at adxdigitalmarketing.com or just shoot them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Lexi, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jake. How about you?
I'm doing great. Just, getting over that long weekend of going to bed at 6 p.m. and, you know, waking up late, which I never do. I'm usually up by 3:30 in the morning, I get to sleep until 6 on Saturday and Sundays, so that's pretty good.
An extra 3 hours for
yes,
you.
I'll take it. But I'm still very tired since the time change. Mm-hmm. I'm just still not back.
And the rainy weather doesn't help. Sunday it was rainy all day.
Yes, that storm that rolled through was quite massive.
Yeah, and it's supposed to get cold again.
Yes, so it's great. A garden line is going to be very interesting tomorrow on Pep Talk. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's bringing their plants in tonight. So. Well, we talked a little bit over the break about social mirroring, which we've talked about a lot on this show, and I see it a lot. I'll be on a website. I'll kind of, sometimes when you're looking through a lot of pages and you're searching a lot of things, you forget kind of what site you're on, or if you're still looking at your home screen for your social media pages, and then and that's kind of where this technique plays in, right? Social mirroring.
Yeah. So our social mirror product, as Jake said, we do talk about it on the show a lot. It is our highest sold product right now. And essentially what it is it's taking a social media post on one of 8 platforms. So for example, we can pull a post from your Facebook or your Instagram, and then we can serve it across websites and apps outside of social media. So you're reaching people outside of just the social media platform. And the reason I want to talk about it today is because we've just rolled out some new call to action opportunities or variations of this product. So we're pretty excited about it. One of those is a click to call. One of those is a click to email. And one of those is a click for direction. So our product as it stands before this rollout was essentially there were a couple different click out opportunities. So when you see the post, you can click to the advertiser's social media page. You could click to the advertiser's website. And then there's also a lot of engagement buttons like you would see on a social media post. So you can comment or share or like the post as well. So with these new product variations of social mirror, you can actually, all of them will still click through to the social media page. But then you've got another option. Instead of clicking to the website, you can click. And if somebody clicks on the ad, it will call the business directly. Or if somebody clicks on the ad, it will email the business directly, and it'll populate an entire, the subject line, the body, all of that can be pre-populated. And then there's another option too, where you can click and it takes you to Google Maps and it takes you directions directly to the business. So a lot of new call to action opportunities that we have now with this social media product. So we're really excited about them. And just a reminder, social media ads, they're a great option because of all of those different engagement opportunities. They have very high click-through rates, meaning a lot of people are engaging with the ad, and they're very versatile. There's a lot of different types of creative you can have. You can use a standard image. You can use a video in your social media posts that we can then mirror. You can also use a carousel format. So on Facebook, when you're able to slide through different frames, that's a carousel ad. And we can mirror that as well with our social mirror product. And there's different formats too. So, there's an OTT option to our social mirror product where it actually plays on a connected device. So if you're watching your Apple TV, you may see an ad that pops up and it's a social media post and you'll see a scan code. So somebody can scan that code to do any of these call to actions that I was just talking about. You can scan it to call the business, scan to email, scan for directions. And then another format we offer is story ads, which actually performs really well. So similar to the carousel, you can have up to 10 images or videos, and you'll be able to click through the different frames as you want to, and that clicks out to your website. So a lot of different opportunities here. First, we're going to focus on the click to call social media. Or social mirror, I'm sorry. It's tongue twister. Social mirror, social media. Anyways, so with our click to call for social mirror, This is a great one for home services companies. So, for example, plumbers, auto repair, roofing, HVAC companies, any sort of company where, you know, somebody may want to call directly and ask specific questions, whether it's about a quote, whether it's about the services that are being offered, to make an appointment. A lot of people still, you know, these days would prefer to call those sorts of companies rather than going on a website. And because someone calls, it is a more direct way to like get responses and engage with the business. So that's a great part of the product, is kind of having that one-to-one with the business on the other side of it. So, you know, before we had this click to call with our social mirror, there were some other types of ads where you could kind of do something similar. So, for example, like a pay-per-click ad. There's a couple different types of a pay-per-click ad that you could use, but a regular pay-per-click ad wouldn't actually allow you to put the phone number of the business in the text ad. You would have to do a specific call-only or call-extension ad. And a lot of those, too, were only on mobile devices, whereas our social mirror click-to-call product will allow you to, it runs across all different devices. So even if you're on a computer, it gives you the option and you're able to call from your computer as well. It just pops up different features. There's also the Facebook, or there are Facebook ads as well that offer that call to the business. So they allow the user to make a phone call from Facebook. But with that one, there are some drawbacks as well. So, you know, with Facebook ads, we typically see like lower click-through and engagement rates with that call option. And sometimes, you know, if you think about Facebook, you're scrolling a lot. And so it's really easy to accidentally click on something. So, you know, some people may be scrolling down and accidentally, as they go to scroll, click on the call button, but not actually mean to call the business. And so sometimes we can see some inflated metrics there as well.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital, right here in the same building as the studios for Cat Country and News Radio 92.3, 1620. And ADX serves everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody here. And what about out-of-town companies?
Yeah, so the way that our campaigns work are we are able to reach anywhere outside, anywhere, you know, in the air or in the 50 states. So we can start with the geography, and it can be a zip code, it can be a city, but we're able to target anywhere. And it doesn't have to be just here. There are, you know, different ways to layer on that geography, and it can be up to you and where your business is located. But yeah, we reach outside of Pensacola definitely. And so even if you have multiple business locations, like one in Pensacola, maybe one in Mobile or one, you know, in a different state or something like that, we can include all of the digital advertising for all of your different store locations with one digital campaign through ADX Digital. So lots of different capabilities there, you know, and what we're talking about here too today is our social mirror product. So this product, we just rolled out a new feature that allows you to click on the ad and it actually places a call directly to the business. And before this, there wasn't a really great way to make phone calls with a digital advertising campaign. So we're really excited about this new feature, as well as a couple new features that we've rolled out as well. You know, the click to email is another one, as well as click to directions. And as a reminder, our social mirror product allows for a lot of different formats. So it can be a display post. And how it works is you would give us the URL of your post, and we would be able to take that URL and set it live. So it's very quick and turnkey to get it live. A lot of times with digital campaigns, with other products, you know, you'll have to build out specific banners with different sizes, and you can always lean on us as well to build those banners. We are able to build out creative inside or in-house as well. So that's always an option, but it does take a little bit more time than posting something on social media and then, you know, giving us that post to be able to go live with it. So this is a very quick and turnkey product. We can get it live pretty quickly. And yeah, so now I wanted to focus a little bit on the new scan to email variation of the social mirror product. So this is great because it allows consumers to take more of an action directly from seeing the ad. So, you know, with the click to email, you're encouraging emails to email the business or encouraging users to email the business. And by doing that, you can capture these leads in your inbox. So it gives you more of an opportunity to follow up quickly with the leads that you're getting in your email. And with this too, I know like probably the first thing you're thinking is, I don't, you know, if I have to click to email and then develop an email, that's a lot of steps that we're asking, right? Yeah. So what we actually offer with this product is it can be pre-populated. So you can pre-populate the subject and the body fields. It doesn't have to be you typing up a manual email. So it does make it quicker and easier for the consumer. And there's a lot of different things that the email can be, you know, requested for. So it can be somebody requesting more info. It can be somebody looking to schedule an appointment or providing feedback or even, you know, initiating a purchase or something like that. So with a click to email, it is very suitable for a wide range of advertising campaigns and objectives. So that is another great one. And then lastly, we have our click to direction. So our social mirror is allowing now a click to directions. So essentially with this, you would still have that click to social media option. So one of the click out opportunities would be someone could click and go to your social media business page. But the other option here, instead of going to the website, would be clicking to go to get directions to your specific business location. So this is great because then someone's not having to look at your ad, search you on, you know, Google, assuming maybe your address isn't on the ad, and then type it into Maps. So they're using like three different, you know, they're seeing the ad, then they're going to Google, then they're going to Google Maps. It's a lot of steps. So with this, you can really just click on the click for directions and it pops open your Google Maps and it takes you to the business location. So with this, when you're really driving people there, to get that increase in foot traffic. So this is great for like any sort of brick and mortar businesses. So if there's, you know, retail stores or restaurants where you're really trying to drive people to your business, this click to directions is going to be a great new feature for our social mirror product for you. And on top of that, we can even do the on-site visit tracking. So that's something we're able to add on to our social mirror product, and that would allow you to track whoever that sees the ad actually comes to your business location. So that's another great add-on with this product, especially if one of your main goals is to increase that foot traffic. And, you know, this also works great for, like, if you were to have a grand opening, if you're a restaurant and you're having a grand opening, and, you know, maybe you develop the creative to include some of the specials that you're going to have at your opening. And we really zero in on a specific radius around your location. So that way, the day of the opening, we're reaching people within, let's say, a 5-mile radius. And all they have to do is they see the ad, they see all the offers, and then they can click to directions and then be directed directly to your grand opening. And I think that's a great way to really drive people to your business, especially on a day if you're having like a grand opening or something like that. And then one other thing to note with this click to directions is kind of like I was talking about before, if you have multiple business locations, we can still track those separately. We would just have to set up different ads for each location. So because you can only put in one location for each of the ads. So as long as we just break it out and we have separate ads for each of the locations, that's something that we can also track.
When going back to the click to email feature, mm-hmm. So just like Google Maps and the other things that are accessed through these call to actions or calls to action, the email part of it basically drafts an email from your email server, from your email provider, whatever you use on your phone, your mm-hmm. default, and goes ahead and sets up that conversation for you. You can just basically just click and send it off, and then it sets up that conversation with you between the business and the customer automatically through email.
Yeah.
And then any responses will come into that conversation.
Yeah. And it's great because from the advertiser point of view as well, you can use multiple emails in there. It doesn't just have to be one. Mm. So if you want it to go automatically to a couple different emails, that's something that we can set up. And it's great because then they're able to see the leads directly coming into their inbox and they can take action on them as they see them come in.
And it goes to the right departments too. So you don't have one person going, oh, well, why did this email come to me? And then they have to forward it and then sometimes it'll get lost. Mm-hmm. That's a really great feature. Very easy.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of these, you know, they do perform best on mobile devices. We do see the majority of impressions on mobile devices, especially, you know, when someone is calling or the direction variation as well. But it does run across all different devices. So, you know, you do have access to this product across desktop, tablet, and mobile. It is cross-device.
Cool.
And then another thing here is, so with social mirror ads, you know, I already mentioned this, but they tend to get really high engagement rates because there are multiple opportunities to engage with the ad. And it's also because people are so used to seeing social media. You know, everyone is on social media these days, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Those are all different types of social media or platforms that we can mirror and use a device from, or sorry, use a post from. And so people are just used to interacting with social media. So because these posts have a social media element to them, or these ads have a social media element to them, it feels more organic, it feels more native and less intrusive. And so we do see a very high amount of engagement. Typically, the click-through rate for our social media ads are 7 times what we see as like the national average. And just to give you kind of an idea, like the national average click-through rate, which a click-through rate is how many people are actually clicking on the ad that have seen the ad. It's that ratio, or that percentage. So essentially, a standard click-through rate is 0.07, and we see on average about 7 times that for our social mirror product. And that can vary as well, depending on the format that you're using or the platform that you're mirroring from. So one thing that performs the best is our stories format. That has a click-through rate of like 1.35%, which is very, very high. And, you know, the stories are so popular now. You see them on Facebook. You see them on Instagram. And so
some people just look at stories now. I've talked to a couple friends here lately. They're, of course, you know, about half my age. but they're like, oh, yeah, we just look at stories now. We don't scroll. We don't go through the feed. It's just all stories.
It's so much easier. Yeah. It puts it right at the top for you. Yeah. You can just click through them.
There's different creative options you can do on the stories. So it's fun.
Yeah. And they've added the filters to stories. I remember a while ago it was like you couldn't have the filters on stories. Mm. You could only have them on your actual post. So there's just so many things. It's so much less or it's so much less of a commitment than actually making a post, the story.
Right.
So that's nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so with the stories ad, they perform really well. We can mirror an Instagram or a Facebook stories ad. Essentially like how we would create that stories ad is we would create that one from scratch. So if you give us a URL of a post that you've done or a couple posts that you've done, we can then take those posts and then create our own stories ad. Obviously we would send it to you for approval ahead of time, but with the stories ad, that's one that does have to be created from scratch. It's not like the other display or video post where we can just take the URL and mirror it. But those stories ads do perform really well, so that's a great thing to keep in mind if you're interested in our social mirror product. I will say too, there's a lot of opportunity in terms of what you see in that ad. Like there's up to 10 different images or videos that you can put in there. So plenty of opportunity to showcase different, you know, menu items, or if you're a jewelry store, a lot of different items that you have in your jewelry store. Just a great way to really, and it's great for very visual mediums as well. So stories is a great opportunity, a great format. We also see, which kind of surprised me, the top performing platform to mirror is a mix between Pinterest and Instagram, which I use Pinterest still, but not as much as I used to. But I guess a lot of other people are still using Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I use it, you know, for kind of things I was just talking about, like home decor, getting some inspiration there, maybe some jewelry, even haircut ideas, things like that. So you know, it's still out there. Pinterest is one of our top performing platforms to mirror, especially with those more visual types of advertisers, and then Instagram as well. Instagram, you know, everyone's on Instagram these days. So that gets a really high return on engagement when we mirror a post from Instagram. And then within the auto vertical specifically, we actually see YouTube performing really well. So we can also mirror from YouTube, but the advertiser does have to have their own YouTube profile in order to do that. But we do see a very high return for auto dealers specifically. when it comes to video on YouTube and mirroring that with our social mirror ads product. So that's another thing to think about. And on the note of video too, so with our video, we can offer 15 or 30 second videos with our social mirror product. The 15 second, that will play automatically. When you scroll down, 30 seconds, you have to click to play. So our recommendation, you know, the shorter the video, the better, just because you want it to autoplay. More people will see it that way. But again, if you have a 30 second video, we can also run that one too.
So you're saying that if it's under 30 seconds, it automatically autoplays?
Yes, it does.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and with all of our social mirror ads, we're actually able to give you a preview of what it's going to look like. So we can do this with a lot of different formats, but it's great, especially even if you haven't bought yet. We do like to show you a social mirror spec in the pitch phase, just to kind of show you what the product looks like. It's kind of hard, I think, to wrap your head around seeing a social media post on a website or an app.
Right.
So a lot of times going into pitch meetings, I do like to put together a spec ad with a post, with the advertiser's post that I've pulled off their Instagram or their Facebook. And then our spec ad actually shows, like, it's a video. So it shows you scrolling down and then seeing the post, and then it shows you clicking through to the website and the social media page. It shows all of those actions, so you really get a feel for like what the product looks like and how it functions.
Because you know, when you search things sometimes and you find something really cool, a product or a service, and you're like, oh, I need to find their social media, I need to find where they are, other than just where I've heard about them on this one website. It might just be an informational website. And having that ad right there where you can click through and get to their YouTube, get to videos, I mean, that's great. Does it count on their YouTube stats? Like if somebody clicks through, does it go directly to their YouTube page, or does it just play it inside the ad?
Yeah, you can click it out to the YouTube page as well. If you're doing that click to website, I think we can put in the link directly to the YouTube page versus the website. Yeah.
Awesome. It's a great way to drive people to your site. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, here we go. Time is up. It goes by so quickly. Lexi Mendoza has been my guest this morning from ADX Digital Marketing. Give them a call, 262-6000, or go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. Talking about social mirroring, new call to action, calls to action. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.